You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
There's no way.
Great sting, Oscar. Truly great. And who are you talking to today?
I'm talking to Karen from Move Space. So would you like to hear a brief sum up of what
this... I certainly would, yeah. I think that would interest me and the listeners.
So welcome to the Community Garden, a new weekly Wire segment where I watch and report back on local progressive community projects growing in the beautiful garden that is Tamaki Makaurau. The projects we will focus on are those creatively finding solutions to the problems that we find in our society, especially via the means of bringing people together. Each week, hopefully, we'll have an interview with one specific group in that beautiful garden and a brief guide to the top selection of community events and discussions happening in the upcoming week. So here's Karen from Move Space. Come in and enjoy the community garden.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. So I started asking by what is Move Space?
Nice.
Kind of a question that we ask ourselves a lot, in a way that it's like our members kind of have quite a unique relationship to the space, but ultimately it's a home for creatives. It's a place for people to come and work, to have dinner, to listen to music. You know, the idea was born out of the fact that we've got where we sleep and our house, and we've got where we work, but where are kind of the places that we can express our full selves and kind of be more of the people that we want to be and create effectively society's living room, you know, a place where people can just come and take off their mask and be who they really want to be and share what it is they really want to share with the world.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing as well. We kind of often so frequently give purpose to spaces or purpose to, like, this is for this and a pen is for writing, and sometimes I feel like we need that kind of flexibility and just somewhere we can go and, as you say, like, express yourself or, like, just kind of be. So it sounds like a kind of interesting spot for that kind of expression and just kind of living with other people as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like, you know, ultimately it's a community, right? It's a group of people. And so, you know, the space is made up of the people who show up and what it is that they bring to the table, you know. A member might want to share music with the group, or someone might want to run a workshop. And, you know, for that month period, that's what the space is more about, you know. And it's really interesting because it's quite different to different projects where we don't necessarily have, like, a set goal or vision. It's more about, like, the relationships that are being built, the projects that are coming off the ground, you know, the kind of serendipitous, what might seem like meaningless interaction that is ultimately the most meaningful, right? Like ones where we're passing the salt across the table in a potluck, or ones where we're laughing at a joke at the open mic night or something that kind of builds these relationships.
What kind of things happen at Move Space, or what kind of things have happened already?
Yeah, so a range of things. So as I said, we have an open mic night once a month. We have a potluck once a month. We have a documentary club that happens once a fortnight. We have a creative market that happens once a month. There's a whole range of things. Just this week, like tonight, we have Tadeo Modi lessons that happen every Thursday night. And last night was the open mic. And on Tuesday was a book binding workshop. So a real range of things that sort of revolve around the creative sphere, whether it's performance-based stuff or learning, or whether it's sort of self-expression type workshops as well.
For you, what is community?
It's a really good question. It's something that I'm, like, exploring and uncovering more as I try different things. I've been calling myself a community builder for the past 4 or 5 years and run a bunch of small community groups, whether it's the Free Hugs down at Britomart or the Changemakers Tribe, which is a group of young changemakers in Auckland. And I think for me, like, community is about, like, meaningful relationships. It's about the people that you can call when things aren't going so well. It's about, like, the people that, you know, when you have, like, a big birthday party and you've got all these people there and you're just like, this is really cool, but actually what I really care about is, you know, a handful of people that I actually just want to share dinner with. That's what community is to me. You know, the people that you kind of want to spend time with but not have to talk to so much, or, you know, can kind of be comfortable in silence and call when you really need it type thing.
It's amazing, is that thing, the comfort and silence is such a great marker of how well, like, you interact with people in terms of, can you be silent with them? And so it's, I think it's something like 95% of our communication is nonverbal anyway, and it's just amazing how the power of silence within, as a positive thing within a group. What would you say the three most important things are for community and or community building?
First thing that comes to mind is trust. I think, like, if we think about community as kind of a web of relationships, you know, trust ultimately has to be the kind of underpinning factor of that. You know, can you trust them with your opinions with things? You know, if, you know, a song, that was a great example of trust in an article I was just reading, and it talks about how if a song comes on the radio that you know that the person who's driving doesn't like, but you love it, it's like a guilty pleasure of yours, but they go to change it, do you tell them that, no, actually I really love that song, or do you just let them change it? And trust would say that you go, no, I actually really love that song. And it's, you know, this idea that we kind of trusting people with your opinions, it's being comfortable with expressing who you truly are. So trust is a big one for me. I think shared experiences is another thing, like this idea that, you know, these moments that we share with one another, and whether that's, you know, a live music gig, or whether that's an important moment in your life, you know, things that you can recall that sort of make up your life. When people say, you know, what was the past year like for you? What are those things that you remember? And I think a lot of those things for people are these shared experiences, meaningful conversations, or whether it's events or dinners that you've gone to. Trust, shared experience. And maybe the third thing for me is kind of play, you know? I think it's an underestimated tool of community building. You know, I think a lot of events and a lot of gatherings want to look a certain way and feel a certain way to attract a certain type of people. But play kind of breaks those rules. And play kind of is a natural conduit to us feeling like we can express ourselves, right? And get back into that childlike state of ours where we weren't worried about how we looked or how we came across to other people, and we're just confident about what it is that we wanted to do or where we wanted to go or how we flail our arms or how we dance and jump around.
No, I really like the concept of play in it. And it's something that, as you say, like, it does sometimes go forgotten, and it's kind of interesting the reintegration of it in spaces as well that can be seen as almost political spaces or spaces that are responses to the current state and climate that we live in and the need perhaps for more community and building community. What do you see as the role of community projects and placemaking in a larger scale?
I think it's what makes cities beautiful. You know, I know for me, recently was had the privilege of going to New York, and one of the places why I love New York so much is that there just seem to be these kind of small little nooks wherever you turn where people would be congregating and having a conversation about what it was like, something that was happened that just happened on the subway, or something that happened at this corner street where someone was yelling to someone else, whether it was positive or negative. And there's just so many kind of opportunities for serendipitous interaction with people. And, you know, when you are in a place that you want to call home, you know, I think with that idea of home comes familiarity. And, you know, how can you feel that sort of familiarity with people that you don't really interact with? And I think how we design our cities and how we activate our spaces can be, you know, a key vehicle for more opportunities to interact with one another. You know, I think even if we were just looking up at people and smiling, you know, when people say, you know, they've gone to, you know, a city where they're like, ah, I love this city. And they go, you know, what is it about this city? And they go, or this town, and they go, you know, you walk down the street and people look up at you and say good morning. and you sort of sit there and go, is it really that? Is it really just those little micro moments that make up someone's experience of a city or a place? And I think so. You know, I think it is these little interactions that ultimately build up a culture, you know, and placemaking and activating spaces and making houses more like homes and spaces more like places. Then, you know, I think we can ultimately see a more comfortable place for people to live in, a more livable city that often wants to be, a more kind city than I think our Prime Minister mentioned in his speech before. Yeah, you know, I think it sort of is a trophic cascade of beautiful benefits when we interact with one another and aren't socially isolated and alone. But.
Most definitely, most definitely. I've got one last question for you. What are your other favorite community projects across Tamaki Makaurau?
Oh, man, there's so many good ones. I've recently come across Yana's Papaya Stories Silent Disco Walk across the city, where she curates a audio track that everyone's listening to in their headphones, and they're walking through the city and dancing around and having this shared experience that that no one else can sort of really understand because they can't hear the music, and I thought that was quite cool. There's the Range of Views, which is Brendan's new community space, and I think that's a beautiful illustration of kind of people activating space. Range of Views is a small space in Brendan's backyard where he's inviting people to come and exhibit their work and come and make origami cranes and come and make pillows. And I think, you know, it's a beautiful example of what people are really looking for. I think you're right. You know, community spaces in a lot of ways and community projects can be a mirror to society. And I think places like Move Space, places like Range of Views, and events and gatherings like the Silent City Walk Disco are going to become more and more popular as we see the need for more community and the moving away of social isolation and moving towards more kinder, fairer, more beautiful city.
Yeah, so that was Karen from Move Space. Coming up this weekend and over the next course of the week, especially at Move Space in particular, there is a creative and ethical market. So Move Space is on Dominion Road if you are interested in visiting that. So there'll be a whole heap of different stalls and people and exhibiting all that kind of stuff. There's a Wild Edibles and Connection kind of workshop with Organic Mechanic, and that's on Saturday the 20th of October, starting in Parnell, and that will be moving through the city, I believe. There's a discussion at the Auckland Museum called Are We There Yet? This is a recurring event, I believe, and that discusses women and equality in Aotearoa. It will be and apparently is a very interesting discussion. And there is also an introduction to rongoa, which is Māori medicine. And so that will be the basics of creating pani, which is our balms, wairaku, or herbal tea, and hopi, which is soap, which will be kind of cool and interesting if that's your thing.
Excellent. Well, I think, you know, definitely try to get along to one, at least one of those. Yeah. That sounds great. Thanks for a great segment, Oscar.
All good.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez. Go forth and prosper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.